Hello and welcome to this Nimbus podcast. My name's Mike Gamage and I'm delighted to be joined by Dee Carey, founder of Talk Management. We're going to be discussing the integration of compliance, quality and process.
Hi Mike.
Dee, you've got a glittering resume in process and change management. You've been a consulting director at Gartner. You've worked in a senior role at PA Consulting. You've served as a board member and a CIO in a pharma company. And you've worked with clients across Europe on quality and process management for many years. And you've been writing recently about the benefits of an integrated view of the enterprise. Just tell us a little bit more about that.
Most organizations approach their compliance and quality initiatives in separate business silos. It's very expensive and they're not joined up, which causes both overlaps and underlaps. The overlaps cause additional cost and the underlaps actually introduce new exposures and risks to the business.
And there's quite a treadmill here of compliance.
Oh, it's huge. Regulations are changing all the time. Your average pharma company might be dealing with 2,000 or 3,000 regulations at any one time, and they're changing. So yes, it's an enormous treadmill. I'm aware of one organization that took 11 months to do the gap analysis alone on a new regulatory requirement.
And then there's all the audit against this.
Absolutely. It's a revolving door of audit, and all of the individual auditors are specialists in their field. So you get this continuous audit state of readiness that's required in order to meet with audit demands.
And the costs of these silos, quite enormous, aren't they?
Well, they're horrible. I mean, in the pharma industry, it's well accepted that it's somewhere around 25%, with best in class being around 16%. And the financial services, due to their recent activities, they're pushing up towards 30%. And you're right, that's an enormous amount of cost. That's operational cost, money that should be in the bottom line. And organizations who can do anything to improve this necessary non-value add activity should do it. And that's really the background to the integrated quality management thinking.
And from your point of view, it's not just these enormous potential savings here, it's actually creating a new way of doing business.
Well, yes, I'm a very positive person and I think compliance can actually contribute in its own way to the entire quality of the organisation if you take an integrated approach. If you do that, what you will get is you will get a very confident management, and they will be saying, we're not afraid of compliance. They'll be able to adapt to new and changing regulations very fast. I suppose more importantly, from my point of view, they will have time that they can now give back to value activity, product innovation, other improvements around the organisation.
You've talked about this integrated quality management system. What does it look like?
An integrated quality management system will have all of the usual things that you see in your traditional document-based quality system. It will include all of your compliance regulations that will be connected directly to processes, as in process maps, and hopefully your process management system will have some indicator that will allow a user to identify there's a step in this process that's compliance related. And I call that the don't mess with me button. If they see that on a process step, they know that no matter how enthusiastic they are, they could cause a problem for the organization if they change it. There's a different process for changing steps that are connected to compliance requirements. In addition to the processes and the compliance requirements, there will be strong ownership, so it will be easy to see who owns what. There will be workflow managing change, which accelerates the change process. And overarching all of these will be some very tight KPIs or measures that will prove on a continuous, hopefully near real-time basis, that the quality and compliance system is both effective and efficient.
So it's actually connected with real work. This is not an artificial construct owned by some group out there. This is actually embedding.
Yes, it's not a big fat manual that sits on a shelf for most of the year. It's something that people use on a day-to-day basis. Ideally, it's personalised for them, so their activities are highlighted somehow in their screen or their handheld device or whatever they use to connect to it.
You mentioned about embedding this and making it part of the operational reality. How important is process adoption? I mean, as you know, at Nimbus, our clients' experience is that process adoption is absolutely critical.
If it's not embedded, it just won't happen, Mike. People need to be able to find their processes when they need them. They need to be able to understand why they're being asked to do things around compliance and quality. And they need to be able to see the results of that in terms of their measures. So pushing this out to people in a way that they can grab it and adopt it and embed it in their day-to-day activities is absolutely key. An example that I regularly give to people is I ask them to imagine a scenario in a construction organisation that has multiple sites around the country. They need to change a standard which is around health and safety, which is really important in construction. And typically that would take days because there are paper change control and training requirements. Now in an integrated quality and compliance system, they can push that out electronically. People can see it instantly on either a workstation, a PDA, or for some of the construction workers, perhaps have a device that's fixed on their piece of equipment, such as a crane. That to me is one of the huge benefits. You can push your new standards out quickly and you can get feedback from users equally quickly. So adoption is, yeah, key.
And what about governance? How important is governance in all this?
Well, if you don't have ownership and governance clearly identified in your integrated quality management system, you probably don't have one. So you must do that. The other thing that you must do is describe your process architecture so that you can connect the owners directly to the processes. That makes it easy for people to see right through the organisation from the bottom up and the top down who is responsible for what. It also allows the compliance and regulatory people to look across the organisation horizontally and say the correct people are making certain decisions.
And this governance framework, it needs to be both robust and pragmatic.
It needs to be pragmatic and robust. I put the word pragmatic first, actually, because if it becomes too complicated, then you lose clear sight of ownership again. An example that I sometimes use is working with a large organisation. We're looking at governance of privacy and data protection. And it took us a full 3 working weeks to discover the individual who had written the original privacy policy. We had assumed it would be corporate counsel. It emerged that for some, I don't know, some local requirement, it had originally been written by the marketing function, who actually had, that was incorrect. But it's an indication of how difficult it can be sometimes to discover who owns something. And of course, if there's ambiguity, then sometimes there's a complete lack of ownership, and that creates yet another big exposure. So governance is really important here.
What part does an underlying process management platform play in enabling this?
Well, you can't do this without a business process management system. And the business process management system needs to be able to, I kind of like to think of talking about it as joining the dots between compliance, owners, processes, measures, and content, some of the other documentation that you might need. If you have that platform, this is not difficult. If you don't have that platform, it will become fragmented in a different way, and it will become another form of shelfware, and actually be very disheartening for people who try to make it happen.
That's great. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts, Dee.
Thanks,
a real
Mike.
Pleasure.
Thank you, Mike.
You.